Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. It may not always seem like it, but... shootings in New York City are down. Not just down, the NYPD announcing today it's at an all-time record low. Shootings and shooting victims for the first 8 months of the year, the lowest in recorded history. And to break it down, on the subways, the safest August in recorded history for subway crime outside the pandemic. For burglaries and shoplifting, another record low. Down 22% last month. Rapes last month down by a quarter. Hate crimes down by a third. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch saying it's not a fluke. New York City crime has been dropping consistently each quarter since January 2024. She credits a few things. Getting guns off the streets, arresting violent gang members, getting cops out from behind desks, hiring more than 1,000 recruits last month. But Mayor Adams says he knows it doesn't always feel safe. He says once we see crime, one crime is one too many. And we've seen a lot lately. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley is live with the perception question. Mary Lynn?
That's right. We spoke to people here in Allerton, the Allerton section of the Bronx that has seen a rise in shootings in the last few weeks and few days. And people are saying that they just do not feel safe walking around and they're constantly watching their back. Now, Mayor Adams said that on Thursday, the NYPD was putting 1,000 extra officers right here in the Bronx to make the borough overall feel safer, specifically after the spike in gun violence the borough has seen in recent weeks and as recent as this past week that passed. But people here saying that they haven't seen as many cops walking around. They have seen patrol cars driving by, but what they want to see is boots on the ground, people patrolling in different housing complexes and in stores. And they feel this past holiday weekend, they didn't see that. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Allerton section of the Bronx.
And that's where it happened last night. Bullets flew, hitting five people standing there on Allerton Avenue. About sunset last night, it was a drive-by. The vehicle was found crashed a few blocks away, and a man who was hurt in the crash is being held by police along with four others. One of the five victims died.
The life of 24-year-old Jamari Henry of the Bronx taken in this barrage of gunfire right in front of this deli here on Allerton Avenue. His cousin Alicia says he wasn't involved in any gang activity despite what initial reports are from police.
He was a very good boy. I watched him grow up. No trouble with anybody. He has a good mother.
Now what? Now there's immediately talk of gang, if you don't mind me saying that.
No, no gangs. No gangs at all. I watched him grow up. No gang.
Henry leaves behind his mom, two brothers, and a steady girlfriend he'd been dating for years. Four others wounded in this shooting continue to be treated at nearby Jacoby Hospital. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Williamsbridge section of the Bronx.
Zoran Mamdani has just earned the endorsement of Bill de Blasio, the former mayor, giving his support in a very public way in an op-ed in the Daily News today. De Blasio asked the question, what is a New York City where working-class people no longer can afford to live? And to skeptics who say that he can't really freeze the rent and give free buses and do universal child care, de Blasio says it can be done. Beyond that, he says, we need Mamdani because in his heart and in his bones, he cannot accept a city that prices out the people who built it and who keep it running. Mamdani's also getting an endorsement from the Bronx Borough President and the Bronx Democratic Party. They held a rally in the Bronx today to cement their support. A member of the Old Guard Democratic Party, Congressman Jerry Nadler, says it's time for new blood, so he won't be running for re-election next year. He says he got the message when voters rejected the re-election of President Biden. Nadler says seeing that, it really said something about the necessity for generational change in the party. Nadler is 78 and suggests a younger Democratic lawmaker might do better. Governor Hochul calls Nadler a champion, a fighter, and a trusted voice for New Yorkers. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says his colleague has earned a spot among our nation's greatest public servants. Rex Heuermann, the alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer of at least seven women, will be up against new DNA technology that has never been allowed in court before. The judge in Suffolk County will decide tomorrow if it's going to be allowed. It's called whole genome sequencing, and it's a way to get results out of things that used to be impossible to get, such as degraded DNA samples and hairs without roots. Hairs found on several of the victims may be linked to Rex Heuermann or somebody else in his immediate family. His lawyers say that it's unproven technology. They don't want it. Heuermann has pleaded not guilty to all of these murders. She was 1 year old. She was staying at a Bronx daycare when she climbed into a backyard pool and drowned last week. The daycare operator told police that she was cooking food at the time and the toddler walked out the back screen door.
The pain was still etched on River Wilson's parents' faces while demanding change. The family's attorney says the 20-month-old's death must never happen again.
River's passing will not be in vain.
Congressman Richie Torres is pushing River's law to ban swimming pools at residential daycares and require alarms.
They have been failed by a daycare owner and operator who left their child out of sight.
The owner did not answer the door or phone when I called. State records show a violation in 2023 before its license was pulled last month. Darius Radzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in the Soundview section of the Bronx.
No umbrellas needed for the first day of school on Thursday in New York City. And New York Cares knows there are families here in the city who are not financially available to prepare their kids for the first day on Thursday.
You talk to everyday working New Yorkers and you hear about the economic strain that they're experiencing, that they're worried about the rising cost of housing, the rising cost of food. They're often having to make the false choice between groceries for their family and the most basic school supplies.
Executive Director of New York Cares, Supreet Saluja, telling 1010 Winds that free backpacks full of supplies are being given to schools and nonprofits for pickup across the five boroughs. They've been doing this for 6 years now, getting kids back to school with their own scissors and markers, pencils, glue sticks, folders, and pink erasers. They got to be pink.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.